Possibilities of an international nuclear ban are becoming a reality, with 26 countries at the United Nations ratifying a newly proposed treaty. The agreement will provide a means to completely prohibit nuclear weapons under international law. For the treaty to come into effect, it must be ratified by 50 states, as Yvette Zengerhagen, the National Manager for International Humanitarian Law, believes the odds to be strong. She spoke to The Wire's Nahum Gale on reasons why the treaty has only been recently receiving its much-needed attention.
I think there's a real sense of urgency and international drive on this issue at the moment. We're commemorating 74 years after the nuclear weapons obliterated Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and the risk that nuclear weapons will be used again is actually growing. There's a real threat in relation to nuclear accidents because many nuclear arsenals are vulnerable to cyber threats. Some aren't properly maintained or they're controlled with obsolete technology. And there's also a lot of modernisation of nuclear arsenal that make them more usable and vulnerable to cyber attacks. So I think that's potentially one reason why there is a number of states that are supporting this treaty this year. But this has been an ongoing calls from large groups within civil society, including the International Red Cross and Red Crescent movement, for a long time. So I think it's also a matter of sometimes the persistence of civil society pays off. The treaty was negotiated in 2017, and it was really a watershed moment for the international community. There had been a lot of talk about nuclear weapons in the past in terms of it being a national security issue. And it wasn't until around 2011, 2012 that states started talking about it in terms of it being a humanitarian issue. So there are a number of conferences over successive years with governments that focus purely on the humanitarian consequences of nuclear weapons.
What countries do we expect to see sign next?
There are a number of states that have confirmed to sign the treaty: Botswana, Grenada, Lesotho, the Maldives, Nauru and Zambia. And there are also four countries that have agreed to ratify the treaty, which is really the final step that makes it binding. And that includes a number in our neck of the woods, including Bangladesh, Kiribati and Laos.
Who are the most crucial countries to have signed the treaty or are to sign the treaty, and why them?
Obviously, it would be particularly helpful if more nuclear umbrella states were to sign the treaty. However, what I think we're seeing is that the number of nuclear umbrella states, countries that own nuclear weapons, are a really small number. So I think there's also strength in numbers. I'm not sure that we can say that one country is more important than another if there is a groundswell of all other countries in the world saying we're fed up with the status quo and we're all getting together to recommit and say that it's not good enough and we need to see a world that doesn't include nuclear weapons.
So how is Australia factored into this treaty currently?
For the moment, Australia has not signed the treaty and has not indicated that they will. There are supporters on both sides of the political spectrum, individuals that have supported the treaty, but in terms of a government perspective, there isn't moves afoot at this stage to sign the treaty. You know, it isn't always a simple thing to sign up to any kind of treaty for governments. They've got to consider a range of different issues. For governments, they're looking at it through a number of, you know, national security lenses, through political arrangements and alliances. And they're the sorts of things that would need to factor into whether a country agrees to sign up to any kind of treaty or not.
Do we know the stands of the states currently holding nuclear weapons?
For the moment, none of the countries that actually possess nuclear weapons have supported this treaty, which I think is really disappointing. What the Red Cross would like to see is that this treaty starts to get broader support from some of those states, but for the moment, many of them are really entrenched in ideas around nuclear weapons being an issue of security rather than looking at the bigger picture, which is a broader humanitarian imperative.
What will be the outcome of this ban?
The treaty really comprehensively prohibits nuclear weapons on the basis of international humanitarian law, which is the laws of war. And it also makes clear that any development, production testing, stockpiling, use or threat to use nuclear weapons is completely unacceptable. Importantly, I think it also contains commitments to assist victims of nuclear weapon use and testing and to facilitate remediation of contaminated environments, which I think is very important.
So do we know the deadline of this treaty and what will happen if all 50 states don't sign?
There's no particular deadline for this treaty to come into effect, But I don't think there is a risk that it won't. For the Red Cross movement, we are expecting this to happen sometime in 2020, probably in the second half of next year. So we're well on track, I think, to see this really important piece of international law come into effect.
Yvette Zengerhagen, the National Manager for the International Humanitarian Law, speaking to The Wire's Nahum Gale.